What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, February 21st, 2017, and we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. In the bottom half of this hour, we're actually going to have an in-studio guest, Jim Beardsley, longtime friend, supporter of the website, and he's out here visiting from Arizona, so he's going to sit in at the bottom of the show, and we're going to have chat about a few things then as well. Now then, as you know, there is this huge corporate media attack on Donald Trump for daring to suggest that Sweden was suffering under the consequences of this open borders policy all over Europe. And they tried to basically claim Trump had said there was a terror attack. Trump had been quoting somebody else saying that it felt like there was a sort of that kind of atmosphere conducive to it. And everyone's saying, oh, you're nonsense. Everything's just fine in Sweden. We love our migrants and everything. And even the prime minister of Sweden came on out to attack Donald Trump and saying, look, everything is just fine. And only a few hours later, riots broke out in a Stockholm suburb, fights with the police, looting of stores, setting cars on fire. And it's a huge embarrassment. Obviously, the corporate media was wrong and Donald Trump was right. This open borders across Europe and the U.S. is causing huge, huge amounts of problems. And apparently, last night's riot was in Rinkeby, and it is a heavy concentrated area of immigrants. And apparently there have been riots there before as well that were basically not being reported because we're trying to be politically correct and we're trying to support the New World Order and we're trying to do all this other stuff. So, let's see, loot shops in Stockholm suburb. Now here's where it gets really weird because we have all these governments that are so on board with the New World Order and open borders, they're not taking care of their own people. Apparently, Swedish citizens have started to buy bulletproof vests in order to protect themselves from all this violence, and the Swedish parliament is now considering a ban on the sale of bulletproof vests to the Swedish people because, you know, it looks bad, and you guys shouldn't worry about protecting yourselves. We'll take care of you. And they haven't, really. Now, the last year that we have accurate figures for is 2015. Sweden accepted 162,000 refugees in 2015. Less than 500 actually have jobs. This is a heavy strain on the welfare systems of Sweden and all of Europe. And it is a major, major problem, and all of these European Union governments are still on board with George Soros and the New World Order and global government. No matter what harm it brings to their people, no sacrifice by other people is too great to bring about our dream of a global government. Harumph, harumph, harumph. Now then, stories coming out of the White House. According to InfoWars, apparently one of the major leakers from the Trump White House turns out to be Trump's chief of staff, Reince Priebus. And a lot of people were kind of wondering why Trump tapped him. And at the time, I suggested that Trump is trying to mend fences with the GOP ahead of the 2020 elections. But it turns out that Trump brought a real political snake into his midst. And Priebus has now been outed as one of the major White House leakers who are taking these draft documents, incomplete documents, leaking them out to the media so the media can go on the attack. Another story coming on out from 12160. Apparently, the White House suspects John McCain as being a media leaker. And they even suspect that Senator McCain eavesdropped on Donald Trump's classified phone. So Trump is definitely surrounded by enemies, and he's got to bring that hammer down right now. Now, Roger Stone is out there saying Priebus was behind the push to oust Flynn. and now he wants Miller and Bannon to go next. In other words, Priebus is trying to create a Priebus-only zone in the White House. That White House chief of staff is a very, very powerful position, but apparently it's not powerful enough. Basically, Priebus wants to control the Trump White House in order to control Donald Trump himself. Story coming out of PatriotRising.com. Apparently, a left-wing activist group has released an anti-Trump training manual. We're going to get the troops together, and we're going to teach them how to oppose the reforms to immigration and how to oppose the wall and oppose Donald Trump. Basically, they're encouraging people to break the law, is what they're doing. And here is kind of interesting. Down in San Diego, California, the Bishop of San Diego has attacked Donald Trump, and he's told his diocese, we must all become disruptors. He did this 20-minute address to the U.S. regional meeting of the World Meeting of Popular Movements. Bishop Robert McElroy said President Trump was the candidate of disruption. We must all become disruptors. Now, I'd like to remind the good bishop, after we pry him loose from the altar boys, that all churches that are tax-exempt under a 501c3 are absolutely prohibited from directly or indirectly participating in any political activity. The bishop has just kissed off the Catholic Church's tax-exempt status, not to mention that the bishop seems to have forgotten Romans 13, which says you are supposed to be subordinate to government authority. Little something the Romans added in there after the Council of Nicaea. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. By the way, you've been hearing about all these people boycott Ivanka Trump's products. If we can't get Donald, we're going after the family, which even the mafia doesn't do that. It's backfired. It's had the banned in Boston effect. They've made such a ruckus about various Trump products, everybody's starting to buy them. They're best sellers. It's had exactly the opposite effect of what they wanted. Okay, story out of 12160.info talking about the billionaire-owned corporate media is as worthless as ever. And basically says at this point between the attacks on Donald Trump and the endless Russian conspiracy theories, there's nothing of any real value left in the newspapers and the network TV news. That's why they're losing their audience, why they're losing their advertisers, why they're having to cheat on the clicks on their websites. Julian Assange has come on out and said, when you read a newspaper article, you are reading weaponized text. And he's absolutely right. We've seen the spin doctoring on full display to try and steer the emotional content a certain way. Reddit is apparently ramping up censorship of conservatives. And to show you just how over the top the propaganda is, over at the Daily Mail in Great Britain, they had this headline story, is Putin the world's real richest man? After 17 years in power, Russian leader has a $200 billion fortune, 58 planes and helicopters, and 20 palaces and country retreats. And that's the headline they're hoping people will read and stop at that point. Oh, poor Bill Gates, he's really not the richest man on earth. That evil Vladimir Putin has made. But if you read the actual article, they're admitting in the article, it's all guesses. It's all estimates by people who are not in a position to know. They're admitting in the body of the article, it's all just a wild guess. They don't really know, but by golly, we're going to go with that headline because it makes Putin look bad, and that's our job here. Now, as you know, Russia's ambassador to the United Nations died rather suddenly, and already the American corporate media are saying, oh, this was Donald Trump's handler, his controller. He recruited Trump to the USSR. And by the way, the USSR is gone. But corporate media never lets accuracy or inaccuracy get in their way. I mean, they're out there doing that. This issue about the UN, the Russia's ambassador to the UN, caps the reality that in the last 2 months, four senior Russian diplomats have died suddenly. And what we're getting in the corporate media is, oh, it's just a coincidence. It really, they were on death's door. They had horrible health. That's not true. They were all healthy. Nobody expected them to have these deaths. Now, apparently, the UN Security Council wanted to adopt a statement on the death of Ambassador Churkin. And the Ukraine went in and kicked up a huge fuss saying, no, we're not going to honor anybody from Russia. And frankly, by kicking up that fuss, in my mind, Ukraine just made itself the prime suspect in the recent series of assassinations of senior Russian diplomats. Methinks the junta doth protest way, way too much. Now, a little bit of good news. With Trump in the White House, the CIA assistance to Obama's moderate rebels in Syria has come to a screeching halt. The money and supplies have been cut off. Obama and his cohorts are really angry and up in arms because now they're being cut out of the CIA loop. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Obama, you are a private citizen. You are not cleared to be involved in CIA covert operations. Didn't he get the message his term expired? Anyway, speaking of Syria, apparently the Syrian Air Force has purged ISIS-linked terrorists in Idlib, just cleaned them all out, and apparently they killed 30 militants and 16 units of military equipment, including battle tanks. This thing is going to be over very, very soon before the U.S. can get its boots on the ground in there. Now, do you remember Representative Alcee Hastings? Used to be Dove, war is bad, war is bad, war is bad. He's done a 180, and he's now sponsoring a bill to authorize President Trump to attack Iran. This is another one of these authorizations for the use of force, like they used to give Bush license to start war with Iraq, only this one is with Iran. Because everybody's all hot and bothered to attack Iran, especially Israel, as long as somebody else is paying for it and other people's children are dying in it. They want Iran smashed. Story from offguardian.org. Now, offguardian.org is a media website that is set up to basically call out the propaganda in The Guardian. And it's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. And they've got an article basically showing how the propaganda has evolved during that whole Libyan situation, going back to when Muammar Gaddafi established a state bank, took control of Libya's public currency to handle it like a public utility, came up with the golden R, and all the propaganda that was used to convince everybody that it was a good idea to kill Gaddafi, end the public bank, reimpose private central banking, and how all the labels were just changing. The spin cycle's fully on display. And this gets back to an observation I've made many, many times. For propaganda to work, it must present a believable, coherent alternative reality that makes sense in order to insert it between the viewer and the real world. The biggest failing of the American political establishment, and for that matter, George Soros, is they have contracted the propaganda campaign to advertising agencies and public relations firms, which institutionally do not maintain a long view. Everything is handled as a discrete little universe and a problem to solve. An ad campaign for a couple of weeks, couple of months, that's it. It's over and done with. The slate is wiped clean, and now they're on to the next task. And that is why so much of the propaganda continues to contradict itself. They're living in a world in which they assume that you will listen to what you are being told today and you have already forgotten what you were told last week. And that's not real. And that's why it doesn't really make a lot of sense. We're going to take a phone call here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hey, what's USSR stand for, real quick?
Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
You got it. Hey, Mike, you know, even if, like, we cut them off, it's too late because you got the Britain, France, Germany, all of them are armed in Saudi Arabia, right?
Yes.
So there you go. The weapons are still going to be flowing to ISIS. Yeah. Didn't we give them $25 billion? That was half of the $50 billion.
I don't know how much we actually gave them. But it's been a lot, and we may never know how much was actually diverted. I mean, look around at our country. The wealth of the American people, the wealth of our nation has been strip-mined away to pay for all of these wars. And we're certainly not getting value for money there. But I have absolutely no doubt that elements within CIA that think they should be running the war instead of the president are probably still working on ways to get money and supplies to ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria. But there is no question that the volume of material has been seriously cut back.
But the problem with the ISIS and the Wahhabist moderate rebels is the more they get killed, the quicker they're going to have to put new recruits in the field, and it's going to be harder for them to train with those kind of weapons. They'll be killing themselves with the mortars and stuff.
Well, you need to remember that a lot of those people in the so-called moderate rebels are not even real fanatics. They're hired mercenaries. 95% of the Free Syria Army are not even from Syria. And so if the paychecks stop, you're going to see most of those people just leave.
And then they should all be helicoptered. Yeah, I wouldn't let them leave. If they have the opportunity,
they'll probably accept Assad's offer of an amnesty and a pardon, which was a very smart thing for Assad to do. A lot of these moderate rebels have already accepted it. They put down their guns. They've gone back to their homes, and they're just going to put this all out of their mind. That's the smart thing to do. Is not give the opposition any kind of an issue that can be used to try and continue the motivation. The greatest enemy of any military is a lack of enthusiasm about what they're doing. And if you take away the perception that the enemy is this real bad enemy, the enthusiasm starts to drop. A good example, World War II, both sides were telling their soldiers, the other side's going to torture and kill you and everything. And then when some prisoners actually got caught and they were treated humanely because the Red Cross was keeping an eye on it, and they were saying, you guys aren't anywhere near as bad as we were told. But yeah, you're told that the other side is evil to get you to kill them.
Hey, Mike, did you hear anything about in Obama's last days, he made a weapons deal with Kenya?
I heard something about it, but it sounded kind of fishy to me.
Yeah, it's very odd. Like, I mean, I don't see Kenya as important as as Saudi Arabia or something. But hey, Mike, one of your callers the other day or yesterday mentioned how Pence went to the European Union, and I don't know if he mentioned this, but they added one star to the U.S. flag in solidarity. It's like the EU would be the 51st. State,
I don't think the member states of the European Union are very happy about that. They're trying to oppose the federalization plan coming out of Brussels right now.
One state to drag everybody else down. I thought California is back. The EU is dragging the whole world down.
Well, no, private central banking is dragging the world down. That 11th marble is dragging the world down. And that 11th marble has been orbiting out there in space and growing and growing and growing. And now it's about the size of the asteroid that wiped out all the dinosaurs, and it's headed back in to Earth right now.
And would you say that at this point, I mean, we are our own welfare and a warfare state, but, like, pretty much the majority of us exporting is, like, weapons. Like, the whole Western world, right? I mean, pretty much, like, the big countries, France, Germany, Britain.
Big business, but oddly enough, following the demonstrations in Syria, more and more purchasers of weapons are turning to Russia and China. Certainly looking at America's latest generation of weapons, they're hideously expensive, they don't work very well, they're very expensive to maintain or repair, and again, war is based on economics. The first side to run out of money loses.
Okay, and they don't break down in the Panama Canal.
Yeah, that's right. Dustin, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to talk about the economic news now. Russia is back in the gold buying business. They bought 1 million ounces in January. That's 37 metric tons of gold bullion, because they know when all this paper imaginary currency starts to fall apart, hard assets are going to be ruling the world again. And Russia has tremendous advantage in gold ownership, and it may even be more advantageous than anybody is realizing, because there are still questions circulating about just how much gold is really in those Western central banks. Remember when Germany wanted their gold back and the New York Fed went ballistic and the Bank of France went ballistic, and then they invaded Mali, which is Africa's third largest gold producer. And we talked about this a lot on that TV show on the History Channel, America's Book of Secrets, The Gold Conspiracy, about how these central banks have been leasing the gold out. They've been trying to make a profit off of other people's gold, because it's not like a savings account where you put in your money and the bank is allowed to loan it back out and earn it. These bullion depositories are like safety deposit boxes in which you're paying a fee, or sometimes they do it as a courtesy, but you put your property in that vault and it is left there. And when you ask for it back, you get back exactly the same thing that you put in there. Now, that did not work out for Germany, because when Germany started asking for their gold back, What they got back at first were different bars of gold that did not have the hallmarks of Germany, Bundesbank. And as it turned out, analysis showed it wasn't even as pure as the gold that had been sent in to the New York Federal Reserve. So if, in fact, the gold is really gone, remember all those tungsten core gold bars that were found with the hallmarks of Fort Knox and the New York Fed? If the gold is really gone someplace else and the paper currency collapses, the U.S. financial system has got nothing on which to build a new economy. Because nobody's going to want to go back to this imaginary money that just is created out of thin air and loaned at interest. Everybody understands that is why the United States and Europe are always living in perpetual debt and perpetual debt slavery. Now, housing affordability is showing most Americans are too broke to buy a home. The so-called American dream is moving out of reach of ordinary Americans. Part of the problem is because of our debt-based society. Young couples, even at the point where their parents and grandparents would have considered buying a home, today young people are saddled with debt, much of it student loan debt, which has turned into another banker scam because these kids are not getting an education at college. They're being indoctrinated to the liberal agenda, and they graduate college with some degree in women's studies or white privilege studies or art history or something like that, and they can't find a job with which to pay those student loans back. They have been scammed, and they don't realize it. Now, we're hearing that retail sales came in better than expected for January, but it may not have really been enough. Toys R Us is quietly laying off hundreds. They're now $850 million in debt. And Nordstrom's has just reported its fifth straight quarter of declines. They're in trouble. We keep hearing words about Sears may vanish soon. Macy's has lost profits. Profits fell 13%, and they're announcing 34 more stores will be closing. CSX Railway has announced 1,000 management-level layoffs. HSBC has announced an ugly bottom line. Profits fall 62%. This Ponzi scheme, this pyramid called private central banking, is coming apart. Because just by the way it's designed, private central banks can't perpetuate. They reach a point where they collapse and take their societies down with them, and we're there. Right now, we're dealing with the biggest gasoline glut in 27 years. That's driving oil stock prices lower and lower. We're going to take a break for commercials. When we come on back, we're going to be talking with Jim Beardsley.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And joining us in our studio today is Jim Beardsley, who's been a supporter and friend of the What Really Happened website going back, I think, 11 or 12 years since we first connected over topics about, well, all sorts of things. And by way of leading him in to the discussion here, there's a story coming out of Canada regarding Arthur Topham, Arthur Topham, who was convicted of inciting hatred against the Jews or promoting hatred against Jews. And all he did was basically point out some of the historical inaccuracies and inconsistencies in the official story of the Holocaust. But unfortunately, under Canadian law, questioning the Holocaust is punishable by law. Arthur tried to file a constitutional challenge saying that his website merely collected together information from other sources that was available, and the judge unfortunately has turned him down. And Canada is one of these countries where merely asking a question about an historical event can get you thrown in jail. So, Jim, obviously you've been following this kind of story for a very, very long time, and, you know, what's your reaction?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Mike, for letting me join you here in the studio and the listening audience. This is nothing new in Canada. It goes way back to 1981 with Ernst Sandel, who had two trials there. By the way, in one of those trials, the judge ruled that truth was no defense. And Doug Christie, the attorney, defended him in both of his trials, and Mark Lemire and Paul Fromm have also tried to get some freedom of speech in Canada, but it's just not there.
No, it isn't. And the important thing to point out here is when you see the intense legal political effort that is constantly focused on this issue, it becomes very apparent some great secret is being hidden. Because let's face it, if you go around saying that Elvis is still alive, you're not going to get thrown in jail. People will laugh at you. If you say that you saw the Bigfoot, they'll chuckle, but your career isn't destroyed. If you claim that you got a ride in a flying saucer, and nothing happens. People just look at you and say, all right, that's it. But you question this one incident in history and just look at the huge political, legal forces that are brought to bear to get you to conform with the dogma that is being put out about this. It's very obvious from all of this intense effort that some great secret is being hidden. Because if the Holocaust had happened as described and people wanted to ask questions about it, nobody would really care one way or the other, just as they wouldn't care about people who claim to have seen Elvis is still alive or Michael Jackson is still alive or Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. And it's simply ignored. But when you look at this idea, as Jim was saying, in one of Ernst Zundel's trials, the judge literally said, even if everything you say is absolutely true, it's still illegal to say it. And, I mean, this kind of jurisprudence, if you will, is right out of the Dark Ages, where you are punished for not believing as you're told to believe.
Well, the important thing here, Mike, is you mentioned as described. It's not that people deny the Holocaust. It's the fact that they are questioning certain aspects of it. In fact, I believe in 1982 at the Auschwitz prison camp, there were 19 plaques in 19 different languages that said 4 million people died there. That's been changed to 1.1. That's an error of 75%. So the Holocaust supporters actually change that themselves. And this type of thing is what the people are against. They're not saying they deny the Holocaust. They're saying they're denying the story as presented.
Yeah, they're pointing out the inconsistencies. And now, of course, we've documented that Israel's, or the people who wanted to found Israel, were using that 6 million number even during World War I, because it comes out of some of their religious beliefs, and it's not really grounded in reality. Certainly when I was in Germany and I got to visit some of the camps, they were very straightforward in saying they were slave labor camps. These prisoners were of value to the Nazis in order to make the material for the German army. And actually, if you look at some of the facilities at Auschwitz, they were actually taken fairly good care of. Certainly better care than you find even in some American prisons today. Most people don't realize it. They had theaters. They had internal camp script where they could buy things from the camp store. They had orchestras. They had swimming pools. They were kept in very good shape because healthy people are better workers. And, of course, as the war came to an end, German army brought back typhus from their failed attempt to conquer Moscow. It swept across Germany, and millions died, not just the inmates, but even the guards, the camp guards, people in the cities were dying. And that is really where much of the deaths associated with the camps came from, was typhus.
Well, you're talking about freedom of speech, Mike.
Yes.
And quite frankly, Israel is very much against freedom of speech. Yeah, one big example of that is Mordecai Vanunu, who exposed that Israel had nuclear weapons way back when, and he's been in just prison ever since. They let him out for a few months, and then he does something and they don't like, and he goes back to prison again.
Well, Israel is still trying to pretend that they don't really have nuclear weapons. It's one of the world's worst kept secrets. We know they have hundreds of nuclear warheads, documents that surfaced after the fall of the former government of South Africa revealed Israel is selling clandestine nuclear weapons to other countries, and that's why they won't sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They're using the NNPT to basically create a monopoly for nuclear weapons. They're the only country selling these clandestine nuclear weapons, and they can charge whatever they want.
Now we're getting home with this thing, because any country that has nuclear weapons that is not a member of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, it is against the law to aid them in any way.
Yes.
And we are aiding them all the time. That's pockets, books that are American-made.
Well, that's why the U.S. government still goes along with this issue of nuclear ambiguity. I remember all the way back 8 years ago, Barack Obama's first news conference as president, and he was asked point blank by Helen Thomas, what nations in the Middle East have nuclear weapons today? And Obama put on his tap shoes and he tap danced away from it. And the next day she was kicked off the press corps because it is a violation under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act for the U.S. government to give any kind of aid to any nation in possession of nuclear weapons technology that refuses to sign the NNPT or allow IAEA inspections. And again, it's another example of there's one set of rules for Israel, and there's another set of rules for everybody else.
That's the way it is. You're telling that straight.
Okay, well, we're coming up here on the end of our slot here. I know you got to head on off and take care of some other things. So we got about 2 minutes. What do you want to share with our listeners?
Well, I just wanted to mention the USS Liberty again. It was attacked by Israel, 171 wounded, 34 dead. And we still have not been able to bring that to the light of day. The most recent investigation, which is quite a while ago, was conducted by Admiral Thomas Moore, who was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Rear Admiral Starlin was on the committee, and General Block from the Marines was. And their conclusion was that the attack on the USS Liberty was deliberate, and second of all, that it was covered up by the United States government. And that hurts me very deeply as a veteran, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, of course, the cover-up involved Admiral John McCain, Senator John McCain's father.
Yeah.
And it went all the way up to LBJ himself. And, of course, Israel's goal was to sink the ship and frame Egypt for it to trick the United States into attacking Egypt. And in point of fact, there was a nuclear-armed strike in the air on its way to Cairo when the crew of the Liberty were finally able to reestablish radio communications and say, these are Israelis attacking us.
I know quite a few of the survivors from the Liberty, and they're not giving up. They're still trying to get justice done.
Well, we've had quite a few of them on the show here. And this history of false flags by Israel to trick other people into fighting their wars for them is an important point. Because there are indications Israel was involved in 9/11, and certainly Israel is trying to find some way to get everybody to attack Iran now. And I think Israel probably, on the national level, Israel is the biggest single threat to global peace of any country. Yes, the United States is the more aggressive in the open right now, but in that clandestine world of triggering wars, psychiatrists call it playing let's you and him fight. Israel definitely is the root cause of so much violence and suffering in the world.
I'd just like to point out that that's a long history with the Levon affair way back when, where they tried to blame it on the Arabs to get the Americans on their side.
Oh, even before that, the bombing of the King David Hotel was carried out by Israeli agents dressed in Arab clothing. Yeah. Anyway, listen, we're going to have to take a phone call. I'm going to turn your microphone down so you can leave whenever you feel like it. And we're going to talk to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What is on
your mind? Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hello, Mike. You had mentioned the riots in Sweden earlier, and I don't know if you've covered this already or not, but I've seen recently there's a video on the internet now, it's easily found, of an Australian 60 Minutes crew being attacked on the ground in the street in Sweden. They were on the street doing a puff piece to show how darling our immigrant friends are. And after the police and the locals kind of walked away, the immigrants immediately attacked the Australian 60 Minutes TV video crew, and it's all taped.
Yeah, so that happened a little while ago. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you've seen it, but I myself just came across it yesterday, yeah. But, I mean, they're not even smart enough to refrain from attacking the people who are shilling for them. that's just amazing. Okay, sorry, I'm a day late and a dollar short. Thank you.
Well, no worry about it. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to the economic news here. Let me clear my screen. control with the control room. We were talking about the economic news. Russia's buying gold like crazy. Questions still remain about whether there's still gold to cover all of the outstanding obligations, both at Fort Knox, the New York Federal Reserve, Bank of England, Bank of France. There may, in fact, be a massive gold short somewhere. And when those paper contracts are being printed up to keep the price of gold down so that people will not empty those negative interest rate savings accounts or empty their stock portfolios and get into metals as a form of wealth preservation. But they've leveraged those gold contracts literally hundreds to one, which means for every 1 ounce of physical deliverable gold, there are contracts promising hundreds of ounces. And obviously, they cannot all be delivered on. It's simply not possible. And at some point, there will be a gold run. And that's why when we tell everybody that you should have some gold and silver to preserve your wealth, we tell you, get the physical metal, have it under your own direct control. Because when there's a run on gold, those paper contracts are not going to be worth the paper they're printed on. All right, let's take a phone call here. Fran in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha nui nui, Michael.
Aloha nui nui.
Say, we're a little off topic at this point, but I wanted to bring up, and I've been wanting to bring this up for a while, there should be a law. This is about housing prices.
Yes.
There should be a law against house flipping. It is the worst thing. You know, they turn around, flip it, and make the price higher. Somebody else turns around and flips it, makes the price higher. And it's all bullshit.
Oh, got to watch your language on this radio. Got to watch your language on the radio. But you are, in essence, correct. And obviously, if somebody buys a property and puts in improvements and redoes the interior and replaces it, you know, then it's reasonable for them to turn around and sell the property again at a higher price. But you're right. Certainly during the run-up to the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud in 2008, we were seeing people that were buying a house in the morning and selling it that afternoon at a huge markup. In fact, there was even a different term for it. It wasn't called flipping. It was called frothing. And there was talk in the aftermath of the 2008 meltdown about having a law saying that if you bought a house, you had to own it for a certain minimum period of time that would be consistent with actually going on in and doing some improvements on it. But it didn't go anywhere. And yes, it's still a way of running up the price of a house, and sometimes it's just for the fast profit. In others, it's setting the stage for a massive fraud, because back in Arkansas in the 1980s, during that whole CIA Operation Screwworm, one of the ways that they would defraud the savings and loans is they would take a piece of property and flip it back and forth between some co-opted realtors so that its asking price was sky high. Then it would be pledged as collateral for a loan that was never repaid. The loan defaulted. The bank went to get the land and discovered it wasn't really worth what they'd been told. And that's why the SNLs got in trouble.
Oh, okay, well, thanks, Mike.
All right, you got it. We're going to let you go here. Yeah, there's way too much game playing in our economic system. We seem to have gotten away from the idea that you make money by providing a service or producing a product that people want to buy, and now everybody who gets into the financial system, they want to game the system. They want to find ways to cheat it. And we live in a country in which the cheaters on Wall Street are not only not arrested for their crimes, the taxpayers get looted to cover the losses from what they're doing. We need to go the way Iceland did, Spain did, Iran did, China did. Crooked bankers ought to go to jail, or in the case of Iran, be beheaded. All right, let's take another phone call. Ralph in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. How you doing? I ask you a question. What's going to be the outlook concerning the wealthy living outside of the United States, concerning places like Dubai and Qatar and Abu Dhabi and Monte Carlo? Now that Trump's in office, what do you think the outcome will be? Will the wealthy and the very super rich living outside of those countries will think about coming back to the States, or they will just will not take a chance like Obama was, or the past predecessor president? What's your opinion on this?
Well, whether or not they're going to repatriate their money or not is going to be very much dominated by the tax rates that are being imposed by both our country and the country where the money is being parked. And a lot of countries deliberately have very low tax rates. Some of them are even delineated for foreigners. So if you're a foreigner, you get a tax break if you park your money here and allow us to use it. And it is a complicated formula. But one of the problems we have here in the United States is that we pay sky-high taxes, but we don't get a whole heck of a lot back for it. And I'm certain that a businessman who's looking at where he's going to have his money parked and where it's going to be working, it's not just the tax rates, but will the infrastructure support the commerce that they are engaged in? And right now the answer is no. Ralph, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Tonight. Women and children alike. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economic news here, and apparently there are some areas where these anti-Russian sanctions are simply not being applied because major Russian car producer Avtovaz is now selling their new Lada Vesta model in Germany. and they're starting to ship them. They've shipped 200 of them, and apparently they're very popular and much sought after. It's a low-cost car, economy car, and as the Germans struggle with the ever-increasing tax burden to prop up the rest of Europe, cheaper cars look very, very attractive. All right, we're going to take a phone call. James in Tokyo. Hajimimashite, what's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I need some advice. I think I'm becoming a buttercup because I see that piece of metal hanging on your wall, that symbol of violence that has caused many of your buttercup listeners to have a psychotic episode like me and seek a safe space for cookies and milk and a temple massage.
Yes.
But everybody except you seems to know that these evil weapons kill people, and people don't kill people. Moreover, looking at that sword, I can tell that it's from the Middle Ages, and it's a type used in the Crusades, which makes me believe that you're an Islamic.
A racist who is probably against
those cute and cuddly refugees in Sweden.
James. The sword is from the movie Conan the Barbarian, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. And that particular one, you couldn't kill anybody with because it's just a wall decoration. And if you tried to swing it around, the handle will come off. But I have it as a memento because I actually did some work on that Conan episode. And so...
Michael, that could be fake news, and it makes me seem that you're against these packs of 10 cute and cuddly refugees who like to have unreciprocal sex with one Swedish woman, and you don't understand their feelings, and, you know, when they have these urges. And, Michael, I got to tell you, like, the Swedish leftist government has done numerous studies that shows when 10 of these refugees rape one woman, that 10 out of 11 people enjoy the experience.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the joke. I always like to do a little joke, but I want to talk to you about my take on the Muslims.
It has to be real quick. We're coming up on station break.
Can I do it after the station break?
All right, we're going to hold you over the station break here, but get started now, and then we'll take you through the station break.
Okay, yeah. My boy went to L.A. for an action film, and I showed him some TV, and in America, you know, you put on the TV news, and there's always showing stuff about violence and this and that, and I'm showing him just that, just to be careful.
We're going to put you on hold here. All right, got to do the station break. Sure. I'll come back to you after this... few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.